The Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, beginning in verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became intensely dazzling white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. There appeared to them Elijah with Moses. They were talking to Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is well that we are here. Let us make 3 booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly frightened. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man should have been risen from the dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Mountaintop experiences. We have all had them. I remember when our firstborn was there in my arms for the very first time. I held him sitting beside Molly, and I looked down at him and I said, "Oh my gosh, wow, you are so beautiful." And I had 16 months between Carter and our daughter Cameron to really dazzle the nurses and the doctors and Molly with this lavish, eloquent description when I held her for the first time. And so there I was, prepared, sitting in the chair right there beside Molly, and I held Cameron and I looked at her and I said, "Wow, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful." I didn't have anything else to say. I was taken back to what was comfortable, what was known, what was in my heart to say and utter in that mountaintop experience. A mountaintop experience that a stranger had, but became just this viral video, was the double rainbow guy. Do you guys remember him? Check it out.
"Whoa! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Woo! Oh! Wow! Woo! Yeah! Oh my!
He definitely had a mountaintop experience. Seeing that double rainbow, all he could say, as you heard, was, "Oh my gosh, wow, just look at this glory of God before him." Now, that was just about 20 seconds of a 3.5-minute video, if you want to check it out on YouTube later. But the guy was just overwhelmed with God's presence before him. What about you? What have been some of those overwhelming mountaintop transformative experiences in your life where you just go back to saying, "Oh my gosh, wow, this is so beautiful," or whatever phrases or sentences that you have that is what's comfortable to you? Is it waking up to songbirds chirping in the air? Is it appreciating the rain that we have had for the past, 160 days, it feels like? Or is it you holding your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter for the very first time? Or perhaps it was holding a loved one's hand as they took their final breath and entered into the kingdom of heaven. Whatever it may be, we have all had mountaintop experiences. We have all encountered that transformative power of God, of Jesus, of the power of the Spirit right then and there. And we just go back to what is comfortable with our language, saying, "Oh my gosh, wow." And we think about our friend Peter that day and his transformative moment, that moment when he is on the mountaintop and all he could blurt out or clamor to get out of his mouth was, "Let's build tents. Let's stay here. This is good. This is wonderful. I'm comfortable here, right here on this mountaintop. Let's stay right here, Jesus. Let's not go anywhere else. Let's make sure that we are doing everything that we know is safe and sound in this space. That's all he could say. You know, maybe it was because Peter was used to that. Maybe that was, you know, how they would travel and they would set up tent after a wonderful day of ministry and reaching out and healing people and engaging people and transforming people's lives. And that's what Peter knew. And so that's what he said. And what I want to say to you guys right now is that's okay. Peter was human. We are human. There's times in our lives when we encounter God, when we encounter the holiness unfolding before us, where we are going to just be grasping for something to say. We're going to be clamoring for the right words to come out. Or we might be like James and John and not say anything. It's interesting, did James and John just fall and avert their eyes in that moment? Did they just have their jaws dropped to the ground like, what is happening? Or did they just freeze in fear or freeze in joy of watching Jesus, who they had followed so much, be transformed before them to really experience that? And you know why I say it's okay is because, you know, there's times where we will feel pressure. There's times when we are struggling to figure out exactly how to articulate our faith, articulate those transformative times in our lives when we are transfigured in this world or we see or witness something and we might not feel adequate. We might not feel like we have the right words to say, and we can feel like we have failed in that moment. But you haven't, because you're experiencing that moment. You're reflecting on those times of those mountaintop experiences, then you're experiencing that transformation, just as Peter, James, and John had done. And that's part of being human. That's part of being a disciple. That's part of the discipline that it means to be a disciple, to really discipline ourselves, to be fully present and fully aware of those moments that God has shown up in our lives, whether it's with our neighbors, with its strangers, with enemies, with nature, wherever it may be, that we are able to appreciate, to take in the holy, to take in what God is doing with and through us in those moments. And that's the gift that we have in God, is that God shows up in all those times. God shows up when we are clamoring for the right words. God shows up when we are like James and just can't say anything, and John, who is just averting his eyes and trying, or we're like Peter and we're just spouting out something that is comfortable. God shows up. And God showed up that day on the mountaintop as well. And God, in a cloud, shouts out, "Listen. Listen to my son whom I love. Listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to how he lives. Listen to how he walks. Listen to how he encounters people. Listen how he engages people, disciples, church family. Listen, listen, listen." Our world is incredibly noisy. It's full of distractions all over the place. In fact, when I was working on this sermon, I was sitting in my office, and all I could hear was the buzzing and the humming of the fluorescent lights, and at times it was driving me crazy. But then I would hear the distracting noise of a fire engine going down with the sirens blaring, or I would hear impatient drivers honking at one another at the intersection by the church. I would hear people walking in the halls. I just got distracted from time to time. And those were all external factors. Then there's those internal things that were distracting me as well. Gosh, do I have dinner plans for the family tonight? Do I have to go to the grocery store? Oh, I wonder which grocery store I'll go to. And anything in between. And we get distracted. And we forget to listen. We forget to really appreciate that transformational moment that is happening before us. And there might be those times where we can admit that we don't want to be good listeners to God, that we don't want to live fully into the transformational moment that is happening before us, that we would rather be distracted, that we would rather be taken away in our mind or how the world would be calling us to go rather than what God was trying to transform us into, because it takes hard work. It takes that discipline to listen. It takes that intentionality upon our spirits and upon our lives to say, you know what? I hear what you said, God, and I need to listen. I need to focus in on what is happening before me. And that's when this wake-up call from God really resonates deep within our spirits, when we remember those words of, listen, my beloved. Listen to what Jesus is doing before you. Listen to how this is unfolding right before your eyes and heart. You know, listening is a discipline, and it's something that we must practice over and over and over again. It has to become repetitive in our daily actions. It has to be something that we do not leave at home, if you will. We have to listen to what's going on around us. You know, growing up, our parents really put it into our hearts and put it into our minds that you need to listen to people. You need to hear their stories. You need to be observant of what is going on around you in the world, in your community, in your classrooms, in the grocery store, wherever it might be. You got to pay attention. And I've always remembered that. I don't always do well with it. I'm not always the most patient person. I can get irritable because sometimes I just want some answers right here and now. But I know that listening is very important. In fact, listening has never been more important in my life than the past 19 months. You see, our sweet little daughter, Cameron, you are so beautiful. She was born with this rare genetic hearing loss. And so every morning we have to put in her hearing aids. And with a 19-month-old, that takes a whole next level of patience. Let me assure you of that. And as we get them in, we start this repetitive process, and we get down and we look at her and say, are you listening? Did you hear that? And we'll gesture and we'll tap on things. We'll make noises. We'll make sure she's getting it, because we don't want her to miss anything for her development. And a part of me, deep down, and I think deep down in you as well, knows that's exactly how God is with us. That God gets down and God says, did you listen? Did you hear that? Did you appreciate that transformational moment? Did you witness how I was moving within your neighbor, within that songbird, within the rain? Did you experience it all right then and there? Did you get it, my friend, my beloved? Did you listen to what was happening before you? Did you allow yourself to be transformed? Did you allow yourself to change your ways, to change your habits, to change the way you interact with people? Because if you did, you will notice the voice of Christ within one another. You will notice the presence of God within every single neighbor of yours. Everyone. No exclusion. God is within everyone. And the more that we take the time to listen to what is happening before us through our neighbors, through our communities, the more that we will notice God, the more that we will take note of how God is saying, are you listening, my beloved? Did you hear that? Did you see that? Did you experience that? So I want you to do something right now. I hope that you have a pen or a paper right close by where you are. Or maybe it is your phone that you can set a daily reminder of to do this practice. And maybe this becomes your Lenten practice. I want you to write this down. I want you to note it down. However you need to do it to remember this, write this down. Today, I commit to being a better listener. Today, I commit to being a better listener. Put it somewhere where you'll see it every single day this week. Put it somewhere where you can really begin to practice that, where you can really discipline yourself this week and hopefully weeks to come, years to come, where you will become a better listener to your neighbors, to your strangers, to God, and see how God is transforming and transfiguring your life. I guarantee you the benefits will be overwhelming. You'll hear things that you have never heard before. You will feel a new life. You'll internalize feelings that you've never had before because you've listened to a neighbor. You have listened to somebody's story that you would have passed by otherwise. And that's the gift of what it means to listen. And as we listen and as we are transformed and as we go down the mountaintop experiences and as we go about our day-to-day lives, we get to tell the stories. We get to share the love of God. We get to let people know of the presence of God in your life and how you can be a transformative person for somebody else. You know, it's interesting in the scripture today, Jesus looks at his disciples and says, hey, don't tell anybody anything until the Son of Man has been raised. Well, guess what, friends? The Son of Man has been raised. Jesus is out of the tomb. We get to go and tell the good news of Jesus Christ in our lives. We get to demonstrate to people how we as transformed listeners are bringing the love and presence of God into this hurting and distracted world. Listen well, friends, of how Jesus is showing up in your lives. Be disciplined in that moment. Talk less. Savor it. Appreciate it. Allow yourself to be transformed so that you might be the disciplined disciple entering into this world where people will come into contact with you and want to hear the good news from you, and that we all live transformed, seeking to bring God's love further and further into this hurting world. And when people encounter you, they will say, oh my gosh, wow, you are beautiful. May it be so.